There is a push at the moment to see parts of Port Stephens turned into a trial for public Wi-Fi. This is very exciting for the region. To talk with us about it, someone who's very interested in getting that up and running is Port Stephens Councillor Chris Doohan. Good morning, Chris. Very exciting. What's been the thought behind getting this public Wi-Fi up and running?
G'day, Mark. Thanks for having me. Mate, I've been doing a fair bit of travelling in the last few years myself, and it's just been terrific to go to some of the other cities around the country and even some around the world that offer this free Wi-Fi service in their major regional centres. So I just thought I'd grab that idea and bring it back here and see if there was an appetite for Port Stephens to investigate it, and people have sort of jumped on board and a lot of enthusiasm to get this up and running.
I would imagine this would be great at holiday time, another feather in the cap for the area, because the tourists will come up, they can go to the designated spots, get that Wi-Fi, but also for those living locally as well, when you're out and about doing some shopping and visiting some of the great attractions?
Absolutely. Look, the opportunities with this are endless. You know, we're hoping to, even price-wise, it probably will be quite an expensive thing, but you know, look, if we can get some of the business on board to use it for some advertising, but that also gives the tourists then, you know, some ideas on what's on special and, you know, what restaurants to go at the moment. But also, you know, they can use it for weather conditions, they can use it for the ocean conditions, find out what the surf's doing, all that type of thing. But they can also find out, you know, what the local movies are, where the skate parks are, where the gardens are. So there's a heap that'll help that way. And hopefully, if we get it right and we put a lot of effort into this, you know, we can have people also report things that are actually going to help council help themselves. And that might be things like graffiti and, you know, damage to properties and potholes and all that sort of thing. So it could really work hand in hand with everyone using this latest technology.
Yeah, you mentioned the possibilities are endless, and there's a few of them right there, Chris. Now, also the cost, I heard you say it will be costly. Has there been much of a positive appetite from business to get up and support this?
Most definitely. We've had from the business chambers at both Raymond Terrace and Nelson Bay, they've both shown a very, very strong interest. Also, just a lot of the small, you know, cafes and dress shops and that sort of thing. They're, you know, everyone's pretty keen to be able to invest in it. And if this trial goes well in the two major cities or the towns of Port Stephens, let's hope we can spread it far and wide through all the other village type towns that we've got in the area.
Yeah, it sounds like momentum might be on your side, Chris. Do we have a rough idea of when the trial might be up and running? Not exact dates at this stage, I guess, but some rough thoughts.
Yeah, we haven't got exact dates, but what we've done at the moment is the funding we've released is purely just to get the trial costed and ready to go. Once that's been established, and I assume that's going to be around the August-September timeframe, once we go ahead with that and find the funding for the actual rollout, I would assume we'll have it in place well before Christmas, and which would be very timely for this year's holiday season.
Oh, wow, that's nice and quick, and like you said, in time for the holidays, so that is really good that things are moving. Chris, it looks like we'll be able to get you online before Christmas in the Port Stephens area. Thank you for your time with us today.
My pleasure, mate. Have a great day.
Yeah, it sounds like it's all happening in Port Stephens with that trial of Wi-Fi in the area, potentially in time for the summer holidays. To NURFM 103.7.